SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon si Isabel Mariano, isang Pilipina na nakilala natin sa isang pagdiriwang nung nakaraan sa paggunita ng 25th anibersaryo ng Filipino Chaplaincy kung saan nakita natin siyang kumanta. Magandang araw, Isabel. Hello. Kamusta?
Mabuti po.
Thanks for coming over.
Thank you.
So Isabel, narinig ko yung boses mo. Ang ganda-ganda.
Thank you.
Nag-voice lessons ka ba?
Opo.
Anong edad ka nung nagsimula ka mag-voice lessons?
When I was 3 years old.
Wow, 3 years old. So bata ka pa lang, alam mo na na mahilig kang kumanta o gusto mong kumanta?
I liked singing.
When you were young?
Yeah.
What made you interested in singing?
Like, on the radio, I would always hear people sing, and it would inspire me.
So, were your parents always listening to music? That's why?
Yes.
What type of music were they listening to? Is it Elvis?
Not really. Like, ballads, soft songs. Like, kind of like old songs.
What's an old song to you?
Like, maybe 70s.
70s, wow. So when you were listening to them, were there Filipino songs or?
Yeah, there were some.
So when was it that you realized that you had a very beautiful singing voice?
When my mom recorded it.
What song was it?
I think it was Portrait of My Lover, huh. Reflection.
Portrait of My Love, that's a very old song.
Yeah.
So, did you like singing it or?
Yeah, I did.
So, you were also part of a musical recently, Grease.
Yes.
What was that like?
It was really fun and I really enjoyed it. Like, we could sing and dance and we all enjoyed it.
So it was here at the city, right?
Yes.
At the Her Majesty's, if I'm not mistaken? No.
It's in Hyacinth Arena.
In Hyacinth Arena?
Yeah.
Wow, even bigger venue. So what did it feel like when you were performing in front of a huge crowd?
Well,
was it your first time?
Yeah, it was my first time, but I was really excited. I wasn't that nervous, but I was still a bit nervous, but it was really exciting and enjoyable.
How did you prepare for it? Did you practice twice a week, 3 times a week?
Rehearse? I would practice, we would have rehearsals in like schools or something like that.
During a school day?
No, it's the school holidays. I would also practice at home as well.
So you didn't have to skip school for it?
No, I don't think so.
So was it hard for you to balance schoolwork and your rehearsals? Or when you said it was during school holidays, you still had to memorize the songs and the steps, right?
Yes.
So was it hard for you to do all that, juggle that?
Well, it was a bit hard to remember all the dances and the steps, but I think it was okay.
You had to sing and dance at the same time. That's a bit hard.
Yes.
So what did you do to get into shape?
Well, you just don't think. Well, what I did is just don't think about how hard it is. Just think that you're enjoying it. And
was it scary as well, performing with a lot of adults around you, or was it something that made you feel really excited?
Well, it was a little bit scary. There wasn't many people my age, but I still really enjoyed it, making new friends.
And you made a new friend, Pinay, right?
Yes.
So did you call her Ate?
Yes.
What did she teach you? What was the lesson that she shared with you?
Well, she helped me with my dances. She was very nice and kind to me.
And now you are part of another competition.
Yes.
Can you tell us about it?
It's called Fast Track. It's like a singing competition, and if you win, you can get like a studio recording, or it might be like the next step to The Voice.
So you are really, really determined to become a recording artist, are you?
Yes.
Who is your idol, or who is the person who inspires you to sing?
My mom and my Lola.
Your Lola?
My Lola Ligaya.
Does she sing as well?
Yes, she's a singer as well.
In the Philippines?
No, I mean she just sings.
She has a beautiful singing voice.
Yes.
What about celebrities? Do you have a celebrity that you look up to?
Lea Salonga and Ariana Grande.
Lea Salonga, wow. So would you like to be as famous as Lea Salonga? Because she's known to be a good recording artist, a Broadway artist. And
yes.
So you want to be like Lea?
Yeah.
What is it about the stage that you like?
Well, you get to entertain people and you get to entertain yourself as well.
In doing that, do you realize that you have to give up a lot of playtime?
Yeah, but when I'm on stage, it does feel like it's my playtime as well.
You don't feel like you're missing out?
No, not really.
So apart from singing and performing, what is it that makes you happy?
Drawing, mainly.
What kind of things do you draw?
Animals and anime, Japanese anime.
Wow. So do you do classes as well?
Yes, after school every Monday.
So is there like a dream performance for you? That at 11 years old, is there anywhere around the world that you would like to perform or have a concert in?
I would want to have a concert in the Philippines so I can show all my cousins and my family about my singing and all the people in the Philippines.
So are you going to sing for us today, Isabel?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Ikaw ang kong mahal.
mahalin ay ikaw.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.